June 4th, 2023, it's a Watch for Payroll show.
We'll be right back.
Pedro Show, happy Sunday.
Yeah, we don't usually do Sunday, but for Joe Berardi, yes.
You can tell, people, I ain't man alone because of those software engineers from Estonia with their Skype invention. I got with me once again on the Watt for Pedro Show, Joe Berardi.
Hello.
Absolute. Let's tell the people what they just heard. We start off the show with Liberia. This is one of the first recordings of John Coltrane Quartet, 1960, so it's probably Reggie Workman on a bass. They hadn't found Jim Garrison yet. And then F-Hole Fiend, Joe Berardi from his brand new album. Brother Joe, let me know the story behind this new album from you.
Yeah, well, it's something I kind of spent the pandemic working on because I've been wanting to do something like this for ages and never really had the time. You know how it is, I kind of tend to put my own stuff on the back burner and then it never gets done. So the pandemic hit and it's like, I have all this free time. It's like, I'm going to do this. So, I did. And because I had the free time, I could take way too long to make it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have deadlines or anything. So
I think the line from Vlad Lenin is give them enough rope.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, I'm happy with the way it turned out and I don't feel like it's overworked, although, it's just me sitting in my house working on it by myself. So, you do have that luxury of if you want to overwork it, you can. And I tried not to. But, so I just built it up slowly over about a 2-year period. Some of the stuff I had written several years before and a couple of things I had started recording years ago, but I kind of just never really finished it. So, but most everything was written and recorded in that 2-year period. And, so it's just a collection of, they're kind of loosely tied together, mostly because of the method and just the way I tend to write. It's a collection of atmospheres and, a lot of people said it sounds soundtracky and I agree with that. That wasn't the intent, but I just wanted to create some drama for each piece, whatever that means. Like the one you played, F-Hole Theme.
Yes.
That actually is the F-Hole Theme. F-Hole is my little electronic company. We talked about that before. I make
stomp boxes,
effects pedals. Yeah, stomp boxes and also do circuit bending and all that. So I used to do, I didn't work on that during the pandemic, which is the other thing I could have spent my time doing, but chose to make this record instead. Anyway, for my demos, that little theme was what I used for the video demos, So I wrote that with that purpose, and then I kind of fleshed it out and made it all of 30 seconds long to make it something for the album to open the album. But that's the story behind that. It's not much to it, but I mean, we, you know, beat the Minutemen by 30 seconds on that one.
I remember the first Wire album had it. They opened up the B-side with a song called the instrumental called The Commercial.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay. That record was real big on the Minutemen. So, because that's where we got the idea of Little Songs, because we were so feeling guilty about learning from Blue Oyster Cult and Creedence Clearwater Revival. We thought using that format, no one, you know, we could be born in 1977 with all the other punk rockers.
Right, right. Well, it's pretty funny.
It's only funny.
It worked well for you guys, though.
Yeah, well, we were lucky. I think it was a big piece of that was being part of the movement. With no movement, there would have been no Minute. It was just me and D Boom playing, which was good for us. But
yeah.
Nobody, it would have been a secret. underground. Conspiracy of two.
Yeah.
So thank you, movement. Yeah. And also, you were part of that and are part of that. So thank you. For becoming part of the fabric. Look, you gave me this other tune, Slope. I want to play that.
A bogus expedition downstream, gliding across the bayou's glass, so frosty, nary a critter chirps nor stirs, as copper comes the sun, ebbing back the blear, climbs bald cypress and mossy oak alike, hoary morning flies outward, rippling cold flash, crystalline of wet, rolling sway to the dawn. Her meniscus tensed in bronzing slivers, from whence these craggy silhouettes rise into gloom. Then a cormorant croaks as the seething stratum descends. Through fear the sky ignites the mist, falls in jets of perplexing flocks, a frenzy of tessellating and flying sparks. Careen in and out of existence, pulsing the dawn. In evanescence swarms upon the limb, patterns of fauna fall upon upturned whim, receiving the kindly plague as manna. On their knees the trees in water knelt, reflecting upon visitors who dealt imposition. Or time that will never be the same again. These parallels are striking cognition blind, aspirating the unwilling participants with treacherous spores of glitter with lies, inhaled like unlimited and sateless fodder. Sedated, revolving audiences are neck deep in that bog, leeches and mud bugs approach, while floating on that brackish cusp, teases a blessed salvation or the swimming cottonmouth. Data swarms land upon the algae water with neither a splash nor gust. Then all the nets are pulled in. Woo-wee!
Thank you. Yeah. Tight pants, right? Let's take one. Is everybody ready? Well, all right. One, two, three, four!
For Pedro Show, start off that chunk of music, Joe Berardi from the new record, and this tune, Slope. You know, there's a great singer, Tokyo, named Tenko, and she had an album called Slope.
I know of Tenko, yeah. Uh-huh.
Incredible voice. Right, she played guitar for a long while also, and but now just a singer. And yeah, and one of her projects, you know, down the road, she still is active. Very intense.
Right. Okay. You know, I wasn't thinking of that when I titled that song, but now.
Well, you know, you can't copyright a title, and maybe that's for that reason.
Yeah. It's
like, have you ever heard the Tripod Jimmy version of Autumn Leaves? You like the one Frank sang.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's not like, oh, you know. Whatever. You know, titles are it's trippy about titles. You know, we got into that when you were on, you know, when do they come when you're composing? You know, a lot of people, that thing they stick on last. Somebody like Watt, you need it from the get-go to maintain focus. Brand new from Ghost Moon. This is a collab with Brian Day, who made me the string exciter. Speaking of tone bending and stuff like that, Brian Day, out of Iowa originally, but he's up in NorCal these days. An incredible inventor with this kind of stuff. And he did a collab here with Ghost Moon, Strawberry Moon. After that, brand new from Model Home, D.C. area, great duet. Breath of Air, Part 2. Joe Berardi with Pretty Ballerina. What are the other kind? I guess I've been reading that a large part of the ballerina history has been a lot of exploitation on those ladies. Fucking horrible dirt behind the daydream shit.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't really know the details of that.
I didn't either. Because in my mind, it's always, the most happening, trained, disciplined, beautiful, elegant
Right. Exactly.
But like most things human, there's another side. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, it almost reminds me of like gymnasts, you know, like.
That almost showbiz moms, right? Got their kids pracking at 3 years old.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah. Despierta. Catnip and Tuffy meme remix from Catnip featured Olivia. The Drift Institute after that was Street Interlude. Trippy Prodge Drift Institute. Kind of maybe the new version of the Serge Gainsbourg spiel kind of spoken. Stooges. A lot of people don't know, but the original title, Shake Appeal People, is Tight Pants. It had different words. Hence Tight Pants. And here's the thing, like the demo, I guess. Joe Berardi after that with Waltz Dreams of a Cigarette Girl. So, ladies dancing. I detect a tema.
Yeah, maybe so, yeah.
There's no coincidence why I put them close to each other, Joe.
Right.
Okay, Cube after that with Separation is Natural. Mia Clono, Birth of a Robot. Bombas Prendon from their album We're an American Bot. If you must speak, please whisper. And finally, Icon, Joe Berardi. So, yeah, you can chime in and enlighten us to any of those four pieces.
Yeah, let's see. Well, Icon, that was the last one. That one started as just a little guitar chordal sequence, and I'm not a very good guitar player, but I actually started on guitar when I was 12, before I even played drums, and so I've always kind of dabbled in it, and I never spent much time trying to be a guitarist, but I do like it. So that's kind of based around a guitar, but it's got a kind of a European soundtracky melodic part to it. So that's that. What else did you do? Wild Streams, Cigarette Girl. Yeah, that's the oldest composition on the thing. It's I wrote that a long time ago. I started it a long time ago, and it's gone through all these different versions and variations, but I've always liked it, so I pulled it back out for this and kind of rewrote it and re-recorded it from scratch. So
repurposed, I think, is the current word.
Yes, that's right, exactly. Repurposed, and I hacked it.
Oh yeah, that's the other one.
It's a hack of it, yeah.
Hacks used to be guys who drove carts, right?
Yeah, taxi drivers.
Right.
Hacks and or showbiz hacks, you know.
Sure, that more slang, but I mean, that was actual, like, a job.
Yeah, pushing a hat meant driving a taxi.
Right. Yeah. Before that, carts, like guys on coaches, right, coachmen.
Oh, right, yeah. So anyway,
Pretty Ballerina?
Pretty Ballerina, well, that's the Left Bank song. That's the cover on this album.
And I think they called that Baroque rock.
Yeah, it was called that.
Don't Walk Away, Renee was their big hit, right?
Yeah, that's really a great song. I love both those songs. That one, I always liked that since I was a kid, you know. So it kind of happened. I happened to record it by accident because I got this sample library that I really liked. It was kind of a Celeste, for a keyboard. So I had that sound and I wanted to kind of explore it. So I just did a kind of a quick little. I just played that song and I wanted to hear what the keyboard sounded like, and it kind of came out quirky and I kind of liked it. So it's another one I dug out and redid and
repurposed.
Repurpose, made it complete because I didn't even.
I'll tell you a tune with the Celeste that you might not know is Penetration on Raw Power Stooges.
Oh yeah.
That and then Brother Steve would play like of course a Casio doing a sample of it, but at the gigs doing that. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, June 4, 2023. Special guest Joe Berardi, Wat Pedro Show, hold tight, hour two. June 4, 2023, second hour of Wat Pedro Show.
had some rooster that she had to meet. Ooh, she was wiggling that chicken fat. Ah, but we got each other, and we're both right here on the same side of the avenue. So let's cross it together. I don't care where I wind up, long as I wind up with you. Cross the crosswalk. Cross the crosswalk.
Bob from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour. Joe Berardi with the Swedish Taboo. Then we had a little excerpt, 1941 live radio broadcast. Duke Ellington's band, the bass man Jimmy Blatton. This guy was big influence on people and a good friend of Charlie Christian. I'm reading the Goins McKinney bio on him now. Sepia Panorama. Duke, remember, I don't know if you know about his composing, but he got into heavy subjects like that. Sam Bennett, Crosswalk, Joe Berardi, big Italian-style mixed fry people. You ain't freaking out. It is deja vu all over again. You heard it last time he was on the show, but he was just coming on with the album, and this was the only one, in his words, presentable then.
Yeah.
Then Smudges, Neil Klein, buddy, Jeff Gettier, fiddle player. I wonder if he says that.
I know, Jeff.
I guess if it's on your arm, it's a fiddle. If it's on your shoulder, then it's a violin. I don't know. So, I mean, you know, the bigger size, right? Viola, Heather Locky, right? And Spassky played it, so he called it the fiddle because he played it on the fucking arm. Smudges, brand new record. Music of Chance and Memory of John Cage. And finally, Fortellini, Joe Berardi.
Yeah.
Right? So, since we got the one holdover from the other show, tell us how that evolved.
Yeah, that one, that the big Italian style mixed fry is another of the old ones that I started years ago. Put it aside, but I like the way it sounded, and so I actually used the first half as the original recording that I did. I just kind of finished it out. That's just a little it sounds Italian, sounds European.
Yep.
And it.
Third Man, right? What is that? It? I think it's Zither. Third Man. It's so fucking loud in the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Cotton, right?
Wells, yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of sound. The one I used a mandolin sample on that one for the melody, but it's got that quality, the stringy quality.
Right.
And then it goes into an electronic ending, and
yeah,
you know, that's kind of like the updated where it went, you know, like it started out kind of more folky Italian sounding, and then it ended up electronic. I don't know why, but there it is.
I think some other contemporary spiel would be, so go with arc.
Yeah, it has. That's right. It has the arc from to. Yeah.
And what about Swedish Taboo?
Swedish Taboo. Yeah. It also has a. I mean, I called it that. It's partly a pun, but I kind of thought it sounded like the soundtrack to a softcore Swedish porn film from the 70s.
Okay.
So, and it, you know, it's very melodic and kind of pleasant sounding, I think, in my mind, I don't know. But,
What are those camera guys? They put the Vaseline on the lens for the soft focus.
That's right. Yeah.
You're speaking cinematic and shit. You know Cliff Martinez, big man, a drummer man, right? And big with soundtracks. Yeah, yeah. Go to his website. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, he did really well. He started with, I forget that director's name. Do you remember the director he worked with?
No, I don't. If you told me the names, probably. But I went to his site, and I couldn't believe it. But I think there's something about a drummer man. You know, their perception is more big picture.
Could be right, yeah. You might be right. I mean, we sit back and you know, sort of supply the sort of bed and the rhythm for the rest of the band,
right?
And we listen and we hear it all, you know. So,
right.
When it comes time to do it, but I mean, a lot of people, you know, I mean, not very many in this case with say my record, but some people would, you know, think, okay, a drummer's doing a solo album. Oh, is it going to be like a bunch of drum solos, you know? I mean, that's the interpretation of what that should be or would be. And, you know, that was the last thing I would want to do. Although I wouldn't mind doing a record like that. But.
I think the Dave Lombardo album Have you heard that yet? It's kind of like that, but it's pretty good. I know, like the last thing you want to hear is an album full of drum solos, maybe, but maybe not. I only heard one song from it, but it is pretty trippy. It's pretty trippy.
Well, that's cool. Yeah,
amazing cat. Okay, here you gave me this. You should speak a little about Fortellini.
Oh, Fortellini is kind of the prog rock song I used some Mellotron on that, so it does have that quality. I've always loved that sound since I first heard it, and you know, with the Fibonacci's, we had a Mellotron that we used to cart around.
Yeah, I was going to ask who had to fucking schlep that motherfucker.
Yeah, we had one, you know, one sort of roadie, whoever, you know, that helped us, but I mean, it was a beast because it took like four people to.
Yeah, let me tell the listeners, people, it's basically a keyboard tied to 8 tape recorders.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Do you remember? What's that club in the I-Bean in San Francisco?
Absolutely. Mondays were punk night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you played there a million times.
Yeah.
Yep. We did too. And I don't know if you remember the load-in, but you'd pull in on 8th Street.
Hate Street.
This steep flight of stairs up to the club, and we would drag that thing up there. It was insane, but, you know, that was what we did. Nowadays, you know, you can have that in your pocket.
Right.
You have a Mellotron on your phone, but there's nothing like that sound. I always loved it, so.
It's great, like that song, Sue Egypt, Dock at the Radar Station.
I think
it's Eric Drew Feldman playing it. Look, you gave me this A Visit to Madame Germain.
Thank you. And feeling, and now it's gone, gone, gone.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro, show that chunk of music star with Joe Berardi doing Visit to Madame Germaine. And John Truby with Infinity, Infinity, Vast Dark Infinity. Joe Berardi again, Cheap Lo-Fi Spy. Wow, yeah, the Double Knot Spy, huh?
Yeah.
I was just thinking of Alex Cunningham and Claire Rousset with Pressure Event. And finally, Joe Berardi, Cathedral of Pious Women. Where are the other current? Okay. Probably not in the cathedral.
That's maybe on the next record.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A Visit to Madame Germaine.
Yeah. So this one is, you know, a couple of these songs, the inspiration was sort of visual art. Like, and so that, A Visit to Madame Germaine might just be a pencil drawing or whatever by Otto Dix, you know, the German. And I saw that a long time ago and always liked it, but also just it brought up a lot of imagery to me. So it's not trying to, like, I guess I kind of like made a little short film in my mind just from that painting, you know what I mean? And so the music is my imaginary film that painting, you know, evoked. So there's the title for that, and it does go through three different kind of phases. I don't know if you want to art speak that for me, Mike. You can. It has three different phases that it goes through and moods. And
I'm thinking of the Rocky Erickson song, The Interpreter.
Oh, really? I don't know that one.
Yeah, he goes to the interpreter. You know, will he hand you his car? Will he hand you his keys?
Right.
It was on the single he did when he was making his comeback after getting out of the hospital. I think the other side was Bermuda.
Yeah. Well, I don't know too much about him, but I know he does some real interesting stuff.
Yeah. Trippy. And a great voice. Little Richard inspired kind of voice.
Oh, yeah.
And Cheap Lo-Fi Spy. Like I mentioned, people out there, Joe Berardi's also the drummer man for Double Knot Spy.
Yeah, Double Knot Spy Car.
Spy Car. Yeah. Forgot the car part, sorry.
Yeah, so that one, the Cheap Lo-Fi Spy, is actually mostly, I have a, you know, the Optagon, you know that instrument? It was,
sure.
It's kind of like a...
Econo-electronic.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a poor man's Mellotron. I think it was made by Montgomery Ward back in the day in the 70s, and it was like a Mellotron, except instead of tapes, it played these laser disc type of things, these clear discs. And anyway, it's a similar thing, and it has grooves and bass lines, but they're really wonky sounding, really lo-fi. So I use that as a basis for that piece, you know.
By the way, do you remember the Spy versus Spy from Mad Magazine, right? That those guys had something to do with your band name in that other band. That I think the artist just passed away.
Oh, Don Martin?
We've lost several Mad Magazine guys in the last year. The guy who drew in the margins, the Aragones guy.
I'm not really sure.
Or maybe he's still around. He's like 100. But I know we just lost the editor a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Al Jaffe. Yeah.
Right, we're at
the end of the second hour, June 4, 2023. Dish Wap Peter, so special guest Joe Berardi. Hold tight for hour 3. June 4, 2023 is the third hour of the Wap for Pedro show.
Nothing. There is nothing. Contain nothing. Contain nothing. Contain nothing. Contain nothing. Contain nothing. day my heart breaks, sometimes like a shoelace, which of a sudden snaps and pulled taut by the hand to which till then it went unnoticed. Now, knotted the broken ends become a sign of worry, but to a portent of good fortune and mnemonic, a scar, a tattoo for the adventures of a shoe. So drawn by the hand of memory, of desire by your hands, this heart aches to be mended, remembered is scars and knots to mark a happiness past, present, or yet to come. Now, knotted the broken ends become a sign of worry, but to a portent of good fortune and mnemonic, a scar, a tattoo for the adventures of a shoe. So, drawn by the hand of memory, of desire by your hands, this heart aches to be mended, remembered its scars and knots to mark a happiness past, present, or yet to come. Every day my heart breaks, sometimes like a shoelace, which of a sudden snaps when pulled taut by the hand to which till then it went unnoticed. Now, knotted the broken ends become a sign of worry, but to a portent of good fortune and mnemonic, a scar, a tattoo for the adventures of a shoe. Of a shoe. Every day my heart breaks, sometimes like a shoelace, which of a sudden snaps and pulled taut by the hand to which till then went unnoticed. Now. Knotted the broken ends become a sign of worry, but to a portent of good fortune and mnemonic, a scar, a tattoo for the adventures of a shoe. scars and knots to mark a happiness past, present, or yet to come.
always did, and he's still got it, and it was just so cool to see. And we chatted, and, you know, he's just a great guy. So I just wanted to tell you that. It was really fun.
Yeah, Georgie was always a guy who starts with the hi-hat part. I told you, it's such a trippy way he learned drums. He bought a Who album, right, the My Generation one, and he bought Billy Cobham's Spectrum.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. So you're coming from those two albums, right, with some headphones in your shed, and then you're teaching yourself. And, he found his voice or whatever on the drums, and he just stuck with it. He's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that those two records were the ones, because they're – I mean, the drumming on both of those is just, what a way to start. You know, it's like, if that's what your idea of, that's what drums are supposed to do, that kind of makes sense how he ended up.
Cause, and, you know, it's a trip, because nobody picked, you know, I remember he just did out of his own mind. He just said, I'm going to be, because he was making surfboards. He says, you know, fuck this shit. I want to change. I want to use the shed instead of building surfboards. I want to play drums there in the backyard. So he just went for it. Georgie's a, you know, make it be so type of cat. Let's tell the people what they start. We heard start the third hour, Joe Berardi with another album, people. This is a different album. This is Joe Berardi with Stuart Liebig, bass man, also buddy of Dell's Klein. I guess he was in the Block, that wave band with him.
They were in Block together.
When Dell's Klein had like the hair on one side, right? He almost looked like David Bowie with the waterfall on one side. Well, Force Fed is the name of the tune. Then we had, this is a big thing. Vinnie Golia just made a collab record. Another friend of Nels Klein, right? Reed Man, great cat. The Pastel Precipice with Patrick Soroshi, Sikora, Skrasowski, Wedman, and Zappa. I don't know which Zappa this is. Maybe one of the younger ones or cousin.
No.
Oh, you know about this band?
Not exactly that band, but I know about Vinnie's big major projects that he's working on.
Okay. This just came out, and I thought it'd go good with your stuff. Then Blues Poles from your new album. Noisuke after that, Everyday Shoelace. Of course, what else are you going to call it? Joe Berardi with Delirium Carnale.
Carnale, yeah. Uh-huh.
Carnale. Like, it's not Jerry Casale, people in Devo. It's Casale, right?
Right.
Yeah, he was just on the show a couple months ago, and you know, he's in his 70s, just had a baby. Well, his wife.
Really?
I wouldn't shit you, Joe. So tell me about this proj with Stuart. His thing was always Stink Bug, right?
He did have a thing called Stink Bug. He had a lot of different, these sort of, I don't know if they were short-lived or ongoing, but he had a lot of different projects. And, you know, I've been playing with Stuart in his main thing, the Mentones. I don't know if you ever saw or heard of that. But
no, I don't.
Cool. With Bill Barrett on Chromatic Harmonica. You know Bill, right?
Sure. I don't know him personally that well, but I know of his work. He's great.
Yeah. So it was me and Stuart and Tony Atherton on alto sax.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill
from Bazooka.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the sort of ongoing band. And then there were a few little variations on that band, offshoots with a couple of different people. Dan Klukas played with us. And
Trumpet Man.
Yeah, exactly. But Stuart and I, you know, since we had this long history of playing together, we started doing duets occasionally whenever we could find a gig. Basically, we do improv duets. So that recording comes from a one night, I don't even remember the year, but several years ago we did a really good recording of the live show that we did. And so we didn't have the multi-track. We just had the master, but it sounded, a two-track master, but it sounded really good. It was really well done. So we kind of tweaked it a little bit, and I just thought I should put it up on Bandcamp. So, and people seem to like it. But it's all improv, and it's I'm doing drums and percussion and some electronics, and Stuart's doing bass and, you know, pedals and electronics and all his thing, you know.
Was he working like the six string?
Well, at least. I think I don't know. If he's listening, he'll get mad if I get it wrong. But I think he might have an eight string. I don't know. He's got a lot of strings on there. But he makes it work. And it's really great because he's such a wide range of sounds and you know, not just pitch range, but just.
Of course, because, you know, I came to thinking as a boy, right? Oh, four-string guitar. As I got less younger, four-string drum set. Really, I'm really getting into right. that. In fact, I just put flat wounds on one of my basses because there's, yeah. you know, those overtones, they bogart the fucking percussive element. Look, am I pronouncing yeah. this right? Golden Ava, like Ava Gardner?
Golden Ava.
Ava, okay. Let's listen. Thank you.
go. You can count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, it's your answer. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Go on, four.
Bach for Pedro show, last music for this edition. Start that chunk off with Joe Berardi, new album, and Golden Ava. Niagara Golden after that with three, just the numeral. Treacherous Jaywalkers, this is Charlie Hayden's son, Josh. And this is 39 years ago, people. He's a teenager, and he had a band called Treacherous Jaywalker. And it's a prac, right? And you can hear what it's like when people at prac start having conversations about what they want to play. So, a little insight there. And then finally, Mother of the Sun, Joe Berardi. Beautiful, beautiful tune. Tell me about Mother of the Sun.
Mother of the Sun is the other kind of prog rocky one, to me anyway.
And kind of symphonic,
Kind of symphonic, is that what you said?
Yeah, to me.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. That also uses some Mellotron. Again, really have a fondness for that sound. But, yeah, Mother of the Sun, it's got, you know, it started out with this little acoustic. It's kind of funny. I had this little idea of this acoustic guitar riff. I have a classical guitar that I like to play. And so I put it down I recorded it on my phone because I like the idea. And then when it came time, it's like, okay, I sort of stitched that to the second half of the song. This is a little more melodic part, the proggy part, let's say. And when I went to re-record the classical guitar, it's a nylon string. Long story short is I ended up using my iPhone recording. I like the quality better, you know? I mean, like, I used real mics and, you know, I don't have any super fancy gear here, but I have okay gear, you know? And I ended up using the iPhone better, which is kind of funny and surprising to me. But
Look, let your ears judge, right? They did some tests with bottled water and then water from a fucking guard hose. Guess which one was winning all the fucking...
Yeah.
The fucking guard hose water.
Yeah. There's nothing like the taste of plastic in your water, you know? Take you back to your childhood.
Okay, what about Golden Ava?
Golden Ava, well, you know, the title, it's not about any particular Ava, but there is Ava Gardner who, as you say, broke Sinatra's heart, and I can see why, because she was quite a beauty, and just also just had this kind of mysterious, low-key quality that was...
You know what she had to work at? Hollywood made her lose her North Carolina accent.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and then she ends up in Spain watching bullfights, right, and hanging out with matadors.
That I did not know.
Yeah. The Barefoot Contessa, right? That's the statue that Frank put in his bath. What's next for you? Like, dudes get done with an album, like, man, that took a lot of work. But right away, I'm ready for the next one. Are you like that?
To make the next one?
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, it's kind of funny you say that, because when I finished this, I didn't want to do anything. Musical, and not musical, but I mean, I didn't want to record or write anything. And several months went by, and then I started to get the itch again. But I haven't actually picked up and started the next record, but I really want it. But yeah, I went through a period after this was done where I was glad to have it done, really satisfied, and I just didn't want to think about doing it again for a while. So it took a little bit to come back, but yeah.
Well, when you get the next one done, will you please come back on the show and we can play it and listen to it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Hey, I just wanted to give a title of the thing. If anybody's interested, and you can, you know, stream it, all the streamers, and then I have my Bandcamp page just under my name. But it's called Minor Miracles and Major Epiphanies. That's the title of the album. And so you can...
Tell them about your website. Your website's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I built that just to have something to sort of present the album on, you know. My website is just joeberardi.com, and
That's it.
B-R-A-R-D-I.
Right. Go there. It's very interesting, people. It's a rabbit hole. That's another current slang, right? We're going to be all up to date, Joe.
Great. I really, really appreciate you having me on again.
No problem.
It's great.
I can't wait to have you back, truly. Keep on keeping on, right? Okay. People, it's been the June 4th, 2023 edition. Wow, Peter, show King, you're fired, right?